Thanks for joining me on episode 909 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Al Como. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, talent, and treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to manage change is key, and one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, with my friend Scott Mader.
Behind what I do, and I can express it in many different ways. I can express it in my church. I can express it in my family. I can express it in different careers and different jobs and through different activities. It's not the what, it's the why. And that's true for you too. You can discover your calling, sure, through suffering and pain, but you can also discover it through light.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In today's episode about developing your influence through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about why I think we misunderstand our calling. I share why finding your calling isn't about suffering. And I also share why our calling isn't about what we do, but why we do it. You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast. I had an interesting conversation with someone the other day about our calling, and more specifically about some misunderstandings that I think people have about what calling is. I think all too often we misunderstand our calling. We think our calling is something that comes out of suffering. We think our calling is something that comes from our own pain. That when we have something that we go through, an experience that we go through that is painful, then we're called to help other people not go through that. And the truth is, that may be part of your calling. The truth is, your calling may indeed in part be based upon helping others avoid a pain that you had. I know for myself, in some ways, my calling in terms of time and talent and treasures is expressed out of the work that I've done to try to avoid struggling in these areas myself. But it's not really just that. My calling at a deeper level is this idea of helping others find their calling, helping others find their success, finding that way to make other people get out of life what it is that they're called to do. You know, the truth is that can be expressed in a number of different ways. It's being expressed now as a coach, but it was expressed before when I was a teacher and before whenever I worked in corporate. And the work that I do around B&I expresses this. The work I do as a coach expresses this. The work I do as a leader expresses this. And even the work that I do in my family and my church expresses this. So at first glance, at one level, yes, my calling came out of struggles that I had, but not really. At a deeper level, I could have found and expressed that calling without necessarily going through those struggles. See, I think all too often we think of calling as something that is used to help others avoid pain. And don't get me wrong, that's noble if that's where your calling is, but it's not required. It's not required that you have a bad life or bad experiences to find your calling.
It's not required that you struggle and strain to find your calling. For some people, it does come easily. And I say that in part because I think all too often a lot of people think, well, I must not have really found my calling because nothing bad has ever happened to me. I haven't had a terrible experience. I haven't faced bankruptcy or divorce or the loss of a child or some other traumatic experience. So how can I find my calling? But the truth is, your calling isn't really about what you do. It's about why you do it. That's why I said earlier, for me, my calling is around that why of helping others find their why, helping others find their passion, helping others find what they want to do. That's the why behind what I do. And I can express it in many different ways. I can express it in my church. I can express it in my family. I can express it in different careers and different jobs and through different activities. It's not the what, it's the why. And that's true for you too. You can discover your calling, sure, through suffering and pain, but you can also discover it through light and through success and through things that go well. You can discover it by watching others and listening to what they do. And you can discover it by watching yourself and hearing what you do. The truth is, there's no one way to find our calling because there's no one calling that all of us need to find. It is a unique thing that we're all able to do because that's what it is. It's what we are called to do. And it's the why behind that what that matters. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.